Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings. And in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to St. Pauli in Hamburg, an area for laid-back neighbourhood staple restaurants, top aperitivo spots and cafes that know a thing or two when it comes to coffee. Our guide is Monocle's Melkon Çajoklian.
Tucked between the affluent neighbourhoods of Neustadt, the New Town and Altona is St. Pauli. It's a gritty bohemian world known historically for its blue-collar population, left-wing thinking, artistic community and occasional anarchist dissent. In recent years, it's also developed into one of the centres of Hamburg's food culture. The low rents and multicultural residents, open to newcomers and new flavours alike, meant that prospective chefs could easily turn up, rent a space and experiment. Many are still here, the talk of the town bustling every day of the week. It's best to start proceedings around Paul Rosenstrasse with an opener at Standard. Here since 2017, it's the city's first true aperitivo bar. While there's a menu for the drinks, think of Negronis and weighty tumbler glasses, the small dishes served alongside them are chosen by the staff. Delectable cheeses and chutneys come in waves you hope will never end. The interior is as attractive as the edible offerings, with soft candlelight and long convivial tables under lofty ceilings. Around the corner, for those who prefer wine to wet the whistle, there's Weinladen. The industrial setting of exposed brick, neon and metal tabletops belies a serious viticultural finesse. There's a roster of more than 200 wines and different ones by the glass every night. Pair these with a platter of cheeses, grapes, charcuterie and the like, and you may well find yourself inclined to postpone that reservation. When you do eventually manage to drag yourself from the glass, head literally next door to Krug. This candlelit tavern of some 40 covers was, to Monocle's approval, packed on a Monday night, a testament to its quality. Husband and wife Jan Ole Bauer and Terry Krug opened the restaurant in 2009, and the name is a happy coincidence. In German, your local pub is known as a Krug. This particular one is much more than that, though. It's a gastronomic bastion of the neighbourhood. The open kitchen serves a mix of regional dishes, such as mussels with fennel and white wine, but a highlight is the pickled pumpkin with burrata and fig tapenade. Arguably one of the best spots in the district is Wollers, up the road on Tadenstrasse. Ivo Delor took over this 19th century pub in 2018 and has got the mood just right, doubtless thanks to his background in both graphic design and hospitality. Sturdy wooden furniture, soft lighting and sea blue walls make this a quaint spot, where on any given evening you'll find a casual group drinking local draft and playing cards, while another settles down for a hearty dinner. The menu is small and regularly features grilled meat, such as a generous lamb shank, which the kitchen here excels at. A word to the wise, wrap things up at Playground Coffee. Hamburg has a long tradition of importing, roasting and brewing coffee, which has laid the groundwork for cool cats like this cafe on Detlef Bremerstrasse. Grab a silky flat white, perch by the window and watch the local life drift by. For Monocle, I'm Melkon Çajoklian.
This has been episode number 123 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Melkon for the tour in Hamburg's St. Pauli. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.